You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Presented by the Salvation Army. Join the fight for good and donate by saying, "Alexa, make a donation to the Salvation Army," if you're listening with Alexa. Or go to SalvationArmyUSA.org to make a gift. Uber just made it easier to chow down on your company's dime, by Alex Davies. Maybe you like business trips. The chance to go somewhere new, eat out for every meal, dry off with a fresh towel every morning, and be away from the daily life of the office and the home for a while. You do not, however, like filing your expenses when you get home. Uber thinks it can help. Today, it announced that it's expanding Uber for Business to incorporate its Eats food delivery service, aiming to make it easier for companies to help their employees get grub as well as get around. Since 2014, companies using Uber for Business have been able to run and pay for group accounts. The folks in charge choose who's allowed to take rides, and they can set conditions like cost ceilings, vehicle type, and locations. They can use the service to send rides to clients or whomever, even those without smartphones. In exchange for a 10% markup on those rides, they get a single bill, putting a dent in the piles of receipts their employees must file and validate. The service plays nice with a bunch of expense accounting software services, and it is used by 65,000 companies around the world, including JP Morgan, Dell, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. Integrating Eats into the service means those companies can now make it seamless for their minions to chow down, too. Employees can use it to order meals when they're stuck at the office after hours, for team or client meetings, or while on the road. They can set restrictions on when and where workers are when they place orders and how much they can spend. And again, the company gets one centralized bill, which it can pay as it goes or once a month. The demand apparently is there. Uber says expense service Concur processed hundreds of thousands of Uber Eats receipts in 2017, a sevenfold increase over 2016. So if your company signs on, you don't have to save and submit a receipt for that meatball sub, then wait for reimbursement. You can focus all your energy on your work, regretting all those calories. This relatively small upgrade won't do much for Uber's bottom line, but as the ride-hailing giant sails toward a planned IPO next year, it's focused on the big goal of helping people move around as much as possible without ever leaving the app. Uber can now get you a black car, a cheaper car, a shared car. It'll put you on an electric bike or a scooter. It's working on helping you pay for public transit. It brings you food. "We're evolving into this platform," says Eats product chief Stephen Chow. Uber Eats for Business expands that ecosystem, giving companies and their employees more reason than ever to come along for the ride.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. you'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.